Unionist politicians are trying to frustrate a vital new phase of the peace process. That's what Sinn Féin is claiming. The party's national chairperson, Declan Kearney, says sections of political unionism are letting down their electorate. He claims a new phase of the peace process is needed. A new phase? What's that? We'll find out in a second. Some unionists are slowing down progress, he says, with a wrong-headed strategy. The journalist, Brian Rowan, chaired the event. He's with us now. Morning to you, Brian.
Hey, Stephen. Good morning.
What was said?
Well, I suppose our interest in all of this, Stephen, began some months ago when Declan Kearney wrote an article in Unfublocked in which he used the word sorry as a challenge to Republicans and I suppose particularly IRA Republicans to acknowledge the hurt of all armed actions, stretching from what are termed non-combatants through to combatants. In other words, not just to acknowledge that they hurt, Republicans hurt civilians, but also that they hurt police officers and soldiers and others. And that word, sorry, sparked a whole debate about exactly what was meant. Now, it is not meant as an apology for the IRA war, but sorry in a humanizing sense to acknowledge that people were hurt. And Declan Kearney spoke last night again in Derry at the Gashyard failure, about us all and the many sides putting ourselves in the shoes of others. Another of the panelists last night, Julianne Campbell, a member of the Bloody Sunday Trust, an author on that subject and a journalist, spoke of the significance of David Cameron using that word sorry to acknowledge all of the wrongs of Bloody Sunday.
Some particular comments in his speech last night: we are not at peace with one another, he said.
And what he's talking about specifically there, Stephen, is much of the unfinished business of the peace process. What he describes as the heavy lifting that still needs to be done, and he used the term, we need to face up to the challenge of strategically managing the legacy of the war. So he touched on a number of issues, on sectarianism, on equality, on contentious marches that are still a problem within the peace process in North Belfast and elsewhere. On the dissident threat, on what he described as anti-peace process militarism, and what he described as the challenge of providing united political leadership in opposition to that dissident activity. Talked about better ways at looking at truth and information recovery. And those were a number of the issues that he touched on. And he described what you talked about there in the introduction to this piece, Stephen, that political unionism is not engaged in this discussion, that it is slowing down the peace process. He also pointed to the British government for silence, read British avoidance and evasion. And of course, and I'm sure we'll hear it in a moment, because I know you've got Geoffrey Donaldson on the programme, unionists will respond to all of that by asking Republicans how serious they are about all of this, and this was one of the questions I asked of Declan Kearney in the conversation last night. When Gerry Adams won't admit to being in the IRA, when Martin McGuinness talks about leaving the IRA in the 1970s, how serious is this process? Is it a hoax initiative? And I think all of that still needs to be tested. And one of the things I said to last night's audience was that, and I've said it to you before, Stephen, I think we're all too close to this. I don't think we can do this on our own. And I think if it's left to us, we'll be having this conversation. Not you and I, but others will be having this conversation in 30 or 40 years' time.